Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cranshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Of Sight, Of Mind, Of Heart by Samantha Murray. The story was first published in Clarkswell magazine in November 2016. This is a story that pulls in a lot of ideas about things like child rearing, duty, about love. And it's a really emotionally charged tale about a woman who opts into a government program to fight against alien invaders who have colonised Mars. And her role is essentially to give birth to a child that will be used as a soldier. Now, this child has accelerated growth. So by the time the child's about a year old, it's fully grown. It's a fully formed adult human. And at this point, they're sent off to defend the human race. This is basically a fresh take on the old tale of a child leaving for war. But because of the acceleration, because of the short amount of time that you get to spend with your child, it has a real emotional impact and it really crystallises this idea, really kind of puts this idea under the microscope. The idea that these people going to war are our children. And for that reason, the story is really affecting because we know that the child is essentially being sent on a suicide mission. Now, there's a lot of other themes running through this story. I mean, I've mentioned duty. There's this idea that you're willing to kind of put yourself through this emotional torment of having a child that you know you're not going to be able to have much time with, but that it is the only way to defeat these invaders. We also have the idea that child rearing, that maternal love, is an essential part of our humanity. We find out at one point in the story that experiments were done with children who've been given this accelerated growth and who were raised in a lab away from any parental influence, and they all ended up developing mental and emotional problems and were unsuitable for the task in hand. So yeah, great story, highly recommended. It's actually on the Clarkswell magazine podcast, so you can listen to it for free. The narration's done by Kate Baker, who is an awesome narrator, so check that out, support Clarkswell. Have you read this story? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter, it's at JL Cranshaw. I now have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/John Cranshaw Author. That's JonCranshaw author. I've just reached the word count goal with my NaNoWriMo novel, Wizard of the Wasteland. Now, there's still a bit to go in terms of writing, but I've hit the 50,000 word mark, so I'm really pleased with that. I've just got the cover back from the designer as well, which looks awesome, so I'm hoping to have more news on that soon. So that's going to be really exciting. So until next time, cheerio.